Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Have you ever made a list of those who you wanted God to save? In my early days of being a Christian, I came upon a tract, the story of a man who had claimed the words that Paul gave to the jailer in Acts 16:31. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. This man took this verse literally and prayed all 70 of his relatives into the kingdom. Can you do it? Can I do it? The answer is yes. Yes, we can do it. Father Nash kept a list. Listen to what Charles Finney said about Nash's prayer practice. I was acquainted with an individual who used to keep a list of persons for whom he was especially concerned, and I've had the opportunity to know a multitude of persons for whom he became thus interested, who were immediately converted. I have seen him pray for persons on his list when he was literally in agony for them. I have known his mind to fasten thus on an individual of hardened, abandoned character who could not be reached in an ordinary way. Father Nash lived to pray. He died at the age of 56, and I wonder in some ways if he didn't pray himself to death. When he died, Finney's revival ministry came to an end. Not to diminish the remarkable work of Charles Finney in any way, but we cannot help but wonder, what was the real power behind it? Was it not the intercession of Father Daniel Nash?
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.